Hello.
Hello, Steven.
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from CenturyLink, the phone company. I'm just calling to let I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number next week.
Why?
Well, because another person wants it. He bid on your phone number and he won the auction, so he gets your.
I'm sorry, that's unacceptable.
Oh well, you don't really get a say in it. I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number, and if you'd like, I can go ahead and give you your new phone number.
I've got business cards and things like that that are already printed with this number.
Oh well, the thing is, you're gonna
give me 4 days notice.
Yeah, well, more like 8 days. It's gonna happen next week. But it turns out your phone number actually spells the name Donald Trump, and he wants your phone number, you know, just to use for the office.
You know something?
He wants a personalized number.
Send me a registered letter to this effect, please.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. That's too much effort. We're just calling to let you know over the phone. It's more convenient that way for us.
Really? For some reason, I'm not really sure I believe you.
What part don't you believe?
That my number spells Donald Trump?
Well, if you look at it on the keypad, it spells Donald Trump. It's very clear. It's almost
and
as
why
if...
Why would he want my number in North Carolina?
Well, it doesn't matter what state it's in. He can have any number he wants. He's the president.
But it's an area code, too, right?
Yeah, it's part. The area code's part of his name.
So if he doesn't have residency or anything, but you're gonna give him the number?
He owns the United States, sir.
He does not.
Well, he basically does. He's the president. He can do anything he wants.
Well, that's not particularly true either.
Oh, you'll see. You'll see. But no, I'm just letting you know. We're just going to change your phone number 8 days from now. It's going to be
a new number.
It's area code 703-68.
Could you send me something else other than a phone call to this effect? Send me an email. You should be able to get that information.
Yeah, I don't really want to write down your email. That sounds like a lot of effort. I'm just look. You'll know this is legit when your number changes on Thursday. Next Thursday.
Is there a number that I can call to verify this?
Look, maybe if you didn't want this to happen, you shouldn't have picked a number that spells Donald Trump.
I didn't pick it. Well, it was given to me.
Well, you could have said you don't want this one because it's obvious it spells Donald Trump.
Is there a number for Suddenlink that I can call to verify this?
It's almost as if you're some sort of a scammer and you just wanted to get Donald Trump's phone number so that you could, I don't know, do
Are
whatever.
Are you kidding me?
Do whatever you scammers do.
And I'm the bad guy now?
Well, if you're a scammer.
Is there a number that I can call to verify this?
If you're scamming people that are trying to call Donald Trump, then yeah, you're kind of a bad
guy. I've had this number for over 2 years.
Well, that's not very long. It's not a big deal then. Thank you for letting me know. It's not a big deal.
It's a big deal to me. Is there a number that I can call to verify this?
Yeah, just call 1-800-CenturyLink.
Oh, wait a minute.
But you gotta
I'm not a CenturyLink customer.
Oh, yes, you are. I mean, we provide your phone number, but even if you use a different carrier, we're the main carrier in this town, in this area. You just don't know how phone numbers work.
Obviously not, but nope. This doesn't sound right to me at all.
Okay, well, it's not a big deal. It's just a phone number. Like, who cares what your phone number
is? It's not a big deal to you, because you're just making a phone call and upsetting my life because...
Oh, come on. It's not upsetting your life. It's just a phone number.
Right,
it's not a big
I'm
deal.
I'm going to call CenturyLink and verify this.
Okay, it's 1-800-CenturyLink, but you got to spell it with the O instead of a zero. You know, the Owen?
What O?
The O in CenturyLink. All right, we'll talk to you.
Is there an O in CenturyLink?
Well,
really?
Apparently not in your world.
1-800-CenturyLink, you're saying.
You just don't know how to spell or something? Yeah.
CenturyLink.
I'm just saying,
there's no O in that.
I'm just saying don't replace any of the O's with zeros because that'll make the number wrong. Don't be stupid.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you. Have a nice day.
I'm in your phone, that's where I belong. I am the ghost in the wires. Brad Carter Roy, your phone is my toy. Your anger, my desires. Factus, this cactus is your doom. Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room. They think I'm unhinged or out for revenge. They just do not know. A stupid bitch fee or just a carding on the snowplow show. Cactus, this cactus is your dude. Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room. Cactus, this cactus is your dude. Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room.
Thank you, Reby CP, for that intro song. Howdy, everyone. You're listening to The Snowplow Show. I'm your host, Arby, and this is episode 521. It's brought to you by JT, King Richard, Chris H., Kuraz, and Serial Shitter. Those are the sponsors of today's show. If you don't like today's show, you should contact those people and give them a piece of your mind. In today's show, we're going to do things. We're going to have fun. We might make some phone calls, maybe. I don't know. Do I have any announcements today? I don't really think I have any announcements. I'm looking at my notes here. There's nothing. I guess I can tell you that earlier this morning, I released the Rappy McRapperson episode of the PLA show. That's the one where me and Rappy, we take phone calls for about an hour together. And we talk about the Hun Chinese and psycho women and stuff like that. That was kind of fun. I did that last Saturday. It's taken me all week to get that thing put up. On Wednesday, I did the call-in show with Riley Lux. Riley Mix, whatever his name is. Nobody knows for sure. And I guess this weekend I will work on editing that together and try and get that put up. So be looking forward to that. In case you missed it before, I'm just going to re-mention this again, but I was on MC Lar's podcast about 2 weeks ago. I didn't listen to it until just a couple days ago, and it doesn't completely suck. I figured it would completely suck, but it's okay. I enjoyed it, because you know me, I love listening to myself. So if you want to listen to that, I'll put a link to that again in the show notes. Or you can just search for the MC Lars podcast on the internets and find the one that's the Phone Losers of America episode. We had fun chatting about prank calls and stuff like that a couple months ago. You might like it. He does a lot of good interviews, too. He interviewed the guy that made Roger Rabbit that wrote the books. And he interviews people in the music industry. He interviews nerdcore people. So once again, check that out, the MC Lars podcast. Link in the show notes. I think that's about enough of my non-announcements. Let's get started with today's show, beginning with this thing that Adam sent me on Facebook, or at least he posted it on a comment of mine. But thanks, Adam.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please make sure you have the correct area code.
Area code? But it's a local call.
The phone company ran out of numbers, so they split the city into two area codes. Half the town keeps the old 636 area code, and our half gets 939.
939? What the hell is that? Oh, my life is ruined.
Jeez, you just have to remember three extra numbers.
Oh, if only it were that easy, Marge. I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Hello?
Hello, this is the AT&T operator. I have a collect call from Richard Franklin. Will you accept the charges?
No.
Why not?
Because I am Richard Franklin.
Oh, no, you're not Richard Franklin. Richard Franklin, he's calling from a payphone. He's at the mall, and he's trying to call you. So you're mistaken. No, Richard needs to shut his dog up. So that's my plan for today. A few years ago, I did these collect calls, which I don't even know if that's a thing anymore. Do people still make collect calls? I mean, I guess it's technically possible on your home phone, but it's not like anyone would need to anymore. Long distance is pretty much free these days, and it's not like there's a lot of payphones around. So this is probably a terrible idea. I'm calling from numbers out of a phone book that was sent to me by someone named My Favorite Felon is Roy. It's a brand new phone book for the 2018-2019 year. Thank you, My Favorite Felon is Roy. And what I'm doing is I'm just finding people in the phone book that have their full name in the phone book, and I say that they've got a collect call from themselves. I'm just going to do that a few times and see what happens. It's probably all going to be like that last call. They're just going to be like, no, and hang up on me.
Hello?
Hello, this is the AT&T operator. I have a collect call from Francis Fraser. Will you accept the charges?
I am Francis Fraser.
Oh, no, you're not Francis Fraser. Francis is calling you.
No, that's who I am.
Oh, no, I think you're mistaken, ma'am. Francis is calling from a payphone at a mall, and she would like to talk to you.
Well, I hate to tell you, but my name is Francis Fraser, and you just called my number.
Okay, well, look, ma'am, you don't need to be snippy with me. Is it your daughter? Is it Francis Jr.?
I have no daughters.
Is it your sister? Do you have a sister named Francis also?
Hardly, no.
Okay, well, I don't know. I think you're mistaken then, because Francis is calling from the...
I'm not mistaken. I have no children. My one son's in prison.
Oh, boy, what did he do? Hey, I thought I was about to get a cool story there. I'm tempted to call her back with the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility message. But no, I'm going to leave Francis alone.
Hello?
Hello, this is the AT&T operator. I have a collect call coming in to you from Dick Fraser. Will you accept the charges?
From Dick Fraser.
Yeah, Dick Fraser is calling you. He's at a payphone, and he'd like to bill the call to you so he can talk to you.
Are you sure it's Dick Fraser?
Oh, yeah, he says his name is Dick Fraser. He's trying to make
a
collect call.
No, that's my name.
Oh, no, it's not. Dick's calling from the payphone. He's trying to call you.
Have you talked to the person?
Yeah, they're on the other line. They'd like to put the charges through.
Are they male or female?
That's a male. Who would be a female named Dick? That's weird.
That's a bogus call.
Oh, you're a bogus call. Your mom's a bogus call. You know, now that I think about it, what was I expecting with these calls? Do I really think it's going to go any farther than this? It's just going to be this, over and over. That's all. I think this is what happened the last time I tried to do a show like this. Same old thing.
Hello.
Hello, this is the AT&T operator. I have a collect call to you from Carol Fries.
I'm Carol Fries.
Oh, no.
I'm calling myself.
Yeah, no, Carol's calling you. You're not Carol Fries. You're mistaken.
Yes, I am, and I don't know who you are, but hang up.
No, you hang up.
Hello.
Hello, this is the AT&T operator. You have a collect call from Eddie Gibson. Will you accept the charges?
This is Eddie Gibson.
I know. Eddie Gibson's calling you from a payphone.
No, I am Eddie Gibson.
Oh, no, you're not Eddie Gibson. Eddie Gibson's calling you.
Oh, is that right?
That's right, yeah. Why wouldn't it be?
No, I won't accept it because I'm Eddie Gibson.
Okay, that's fine if you don't want to accept it, but you don't need to lie to me. I know you're not Eddie Gibson.
Who's this?
This is the AT&T operator. I'll go ahead and deny that call then.
Well, you know I'm not Eddie Gibson, huh?
I'm sure you're not Eddie Gibson, because Eddie Gibson's...
Why are you sure of that?
There can't be two Eddie Gibsons.
Well, then he's lying then, isn't he?
Yeah, you are lying, aren't you?
Yeah, shit.
All right, well, go watch some TV. Yeah, stupid. Stupid. This whole idea is stupid. But at least he was amused. I made his day.
Hello.
Hello, this is the AT&T operator. I have a collect call from Ray Gilbert. Will you accept the charges?
No, I'm Ray Gilbert.
No, you're not Ray Gilbert. Ray's calling from the payphone.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he definitely is. He wants to know if you'll accept the charges.
Nope.
Are you listening to pornography there in the background?
No.
It sounds like it is. What is that?
My television.
Well, are you watching pornography on your television? Who does that?
No, I'm not.
Well, I can hear them breathing sensually. I'm going to report that guy for his pornography watching. Okay, obviously this is going nowhere. I'm not going to do these anymore. But, you know, I've got the phone book out here. Maybe I could call some people up, tell them they don't have phone calls coming in, or tell them we're taking their phone number away. What if we took their phone number away? Like, they don't have a phone number anymore.
We're sorry, you have reached a number.
And when people want to call them, they just have to dial their name using the letters on the phone. That sounds completely stupid, but I don't know, I should at least give that a try, right? It could be a genius idea, you never know.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, Gid?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Ah, so I'm a marketer.
Ah!
Hey.
I'm not.
You need to get a new life, okay? Don't keep calling this number. You gotta get a new life. Try a real job.
I'm a prank caller.
But if you wanted to talk to Wendy or Gideon, please leave a message.
What a jerk that guy is. Such a jerk. All I'm trying to do is telemarket you, and you're like yelling at me on your machine, and I'm just going to go reevaluate my life now. Whatever. Bye, Gid. Have fun losing out on the amazing deal I was going to sell you, you big jerk. You had me fooled there at first.
Hello.
Hello, Roxanne. Hey there, it's Joe with AT&T. I was just calling to let you know we're going to be discontinuing your number tomorrow. Your phone number.
Why?
Oh, we're not going to use phone numbers anymore. People are just going to dial you with your name.
Oh.
They're just going to dial.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that we're doing away with the old phone numbers because nobody can remember phone numbers anymore. We're just going to have people dial Roxanne.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
So what do I do about all my texts and stuff that has my number on it?
Change it, like, where it says telephone number. Have them write, like, they have to dial. You know how the phone dial has, like, letters on it? You know, on a number keypad, there's letters, like, 2 is ABC, you know?
Yeah, I know.
So they're going to have to dial your name with that keypad, Roxanne.
Hey, is that going to be the same way on the cell phones too?
Yeah, everyone. No, nobody's going to have phone numbers starting tomorrow. And then Roxanne at 92 Road. They have to dial the at sign, but there's no at sign on a telephone keypad. So for at, you have to hit 0 twice. You have to remember that. Hit 0 twice for the at sign.
Okay, so they'd just dial Roxanne.
Yeah, at your address. You know, they have to do the at sign and then.
Oh, they have to put in my address.
Yeah,
too?
Your home address and your zip code to dial your number.
I have to dial all that to dial my home phone number.
Yeah, we're simplifying it. We're bringing the
That's
phone
not
company.
Simplifying it. How is that simplifying it to have to dial my name and my address?
But we're bringing the phone company into the future. You know,
that seems like it's more numbers to dial Roxanne at 92 Road, California.
Yeah, don't forget the zip code. Put the zip code in. We're just doing away with the numbers because nobody can remember numbers. I mean, it's silly to make people remember phone numbers these days.
Yeah, the same phone number for 35 years, dude.
Yeah, nobody can remember that.
35 years.
Yeah, well, you know, it's about time you get rid of it then. That's a long time. Nobody keeps a number
I think I'm just going to get rid of my home phone.
Why?
Okay.
Why?
Well, because I don't need it anymore. I have a cell phone.
Yeah, but why do you have a home phone then right now?
Well, because I haven't switched it over to a cell phone.
Well, you just said you had a cell phone.
I was going to switch my home phone number over to my cell phone so I could keep the same number because it's all on my checks and all of my businesses. Everything has my home phone number on it.
Yeah, well, just change
it. I just got brand new checks.
Just change your check. Well, who uses checks anymore? Just change your checks on the telephone line.
Yes, I do use checks. What are you talking about?
No, nobody uses checks anymore.
I write 2 checks a month.
Well, who do you write checks to?
Well, that's none of your business.
Well, I don't know. You brought it up. You're like the one that keeps going on and on about checks. Like, that's normal in 2008.
Oh, my God. Excuse me for asking, okay? Shit. Whoa. You have a Merry Christmas, sir.
No.
I'm going to cancel not only my home phone number, but my home phone and my computer. So there you go.
You better
just
not.
You lost me as a customer.
No, I don't give you permission.
35 fucking years, you just lost me as a customer because of your attitude.
I don't give you permission
you so
to cancel
much.
Anything, lady. You're not allowed to cancel anything. I'm not going to cancel anything.
I can cancel whatever I want to cancel.
I'm going to put a lock on your account and make it impossible to cancel forever.
Oh, thank you so much. You're so kind.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, that's working better than the stupid you have a collect call thing so far.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Green?
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy from AT&T. I'm calling to let you know we're turning off your phone number tomorrow.
Why?
Because we're discontinuing them. We're not going to be using phone numbers anymore. People are going to have to dial you by your name on their keypad. So I'm just calling to let you know, starting tomorrow.
What the hell are you talking about? Who is this?
It's Roy from AT&T. I'm calling to let you know that starting tomorrow morning, people have to dial you by your name on the phone. You know, using those letters on the keypad.
You know what, Roy?
What?
I got so much going on. It's Christmas. Thank you for your prank call.
What?
Bye.
Prank call? I can't believe she's accusing me of being a prank caller.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Hey, it's Steve from AT&T. I'm calling to let you know that your phone number is going to stop working tomorrow.
Okay, why is that?
Because we're not going to use phone numbers anymore. We're taking the phone company into the future. People have to dial you by your name from now on.
Well, that's exciting. Maybe they'll stop calling me.
Yeah, hopefully those telemarketers will cut it out.
Yep.
Probably not,
okay.
But, you know, maybe.
So what are they using? A first name? A last name?
They have to dial Green at 60 Lane. You know, you got to put your city and your zip code and everything in there. And well, you know, you just type it all out on your keypad.
Okay, well, this is a landline that doesn't have a keypad. So,
well,
thanks
does it have,
for the information.
Does it have a dial? Like, does it have... Whoa.
Beg your pardon.
Oh, hey, is there a dial on the phone then?
Well, I answered the phone, right?
Well, you said there's no keypad. What, is it like one of those crank phones?
Oh, I see what you mean. No, I think a keypad goes to a computer.
Ah, ma'am.
So,
Is it one here?
Do I have to do something, or is
no,
that
no.
Just what other people?
Just tell everyone that when they call you, they have to just dial your full name and your address instead of your number, because people can't remember numbers anymore.
Well, and who are you from again?
AT&T, your phone company. So, what do you mean you don't have like a? How do you call
what
people?
What company are you from?
The phone company. How do you not? How do you dial phones? How do you dial numbers if you don't have a dial?
I do. It's just. I'm doing other things. I'm not paying a whole bunch of attention to you. So,
what are you doing?
You don't. Who do you represent again?
AT&T.
Okay. Well, I will tell folks that they need to call, and if I get confused, I bet I can call AT&T and figure it out.
I guess so, but why don't you just like answer my question, lady? Jeez.
Well. For a couple of reasons. I don't know that you are from AT&T.
Well, who would lie about that?
I have no idea.
I don't want to work here. I wouldn't lie about working here. Jeez.
It's easy enough to tell people to write my name and, you know.
How do I know you're Mrs. Green? You could be like a burglar.
Well, you really don't.
You could be a burglar or something.
I can follow your instructions. Is there anything else?
How do you dial your phone if you don't have a keypad on your phone? You don't have buttons?
I just told you there are buttons.
Oh, there are buttons. You said there weren't buttons. I thought you had like one of those.
I did, and then I corrected it.
I thought you had one of those crank phones where you had to ask the operator to dial your number, like in Green Acres.
No, that was just back in 1945 when I was a little girl.
I see. What model of crank phone did you have back then?
Oh, heck, I don't know. Just know I could... crank it and say I want to talk to my daddy.
Did you have a party line? Like when you picked it up, could you listen to all the
uh-huh.
neighbors?
Yep.
Did you ever like secretly listen into their phone calls?
Yeah, I was a really little girl when we had that,
mm-hmm.
but I do know other folks did.
Yeah, well, I mean, did you like ever listen to any good gossip?
I didn't because I was a little girl.
Okay.
But I know you could listen in on what anybody on your party line you could listen to.
Oh, that sounds awesome. I wish I could do that. That'd be fun. I can do it since I work here at the phone company. I can go into the phone room and just plug in phones to anyone's line and just listen to them. But, I mean, you know, I can't do it when I'm at home, so that sucks.
Nope. Well, neither can I.
Yeah.
So, thanks for the information, and we'll see how that works.
Okay. What are you doing right now that you're so, you just have to get going so quickly?
We've got holidays, people coming, gotta go.
Yeah, but that didn't answer
and
my question.
And I am going to go. Goodbye, thank you.
Are you cooking things? Wrapping presents? Well, that was cool. We got a nice little peek into 1945, and Mrs. Green is too ashamed to admit that she used to listen in on private phone calls back in the party lines and crank phone days. I'm starting to think I'm not going to get another reaction like that first lady.
We're sorry, you have reached a number
big
that has
surprise.
Been disconnected.
So I'm sure I'm going to be just editing out all of the disconnected numbers from today, but I would say probably at least 25% of the numbers I've called today have been disconnected numbers, where I get a message that's something like this.
We're sorry, this person is dead. Please hang up and give a moment of silence. Message PLA.
But it's weird because I got this directory not too long ago, and it's the 2018 to 2019 directory. You know, it's for the coming year, and already at least 25% of the numbers are disconnected, and this is already a fairly small phone book. Their customers are dropping like flies, either because they're dying or they're moving to their cell phones, or because I'm making prank calls to them and convincing them to turn off their service after 35 years of being a customer.
Hello?
Hello, William?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Jerry from AT&T. I'm calling to let you know we're going to be turning off your number tomorrow, your phone number.
Really?
Yeah.
How come?
We're just not going to use phone numbers anymore to dial numbers. They can either reach you by dialing your email address or your name, but your phone number won't work anymore. We're phasing those out.
Who does that?
Everyone. We're the first in the country to do it. But pretty soon, everyone else is going to follow. The phone numbers just aren't going to work anymore because nobody can remember phone numbers.
Huh. Well, that's kind of strange.
No, it's not.
What do I do about all my businesses?
Well, you have a lot of businesses?
I have a lot of vendors, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just tell them to dial your name instead. Dial your full name. It should get through to you. It'll make your phone ring. It'll still work the same way. You can't dial numbers anymore. You know how on your keypad, which you hopefully have, there's letters on each of the numbers?
Yeah.
Just dial your name with that. If you want to reach anyone else, just dial their name.
Man, whose idea was this?
Steve's over in the marketing department. Because, you know, nobody really remembers phone numbers anymore.
Huh, well, I wish you wouldn't do that.
How come?
I should send out, I like having a phone number.
Well, how come? Like, have you had it for a long time? Or are you just, like, emotionally attached to it?
Well, I've been with AT&T for, like, 40 years.
Ooh, holy crap. That's a long time.
Yeah, it is. So
yeah. Well, you'll still be with us.
Imagine all the people that have my phone number.
Yeah, but now they don't have to know your phone number. They can just dial your name.
I don't think so. Did you guys send out a letter?
It's going to be so much
everybody
so
that?
Much easier. Yeah, we did, but Chad, he works in the letter sending department, and he lost a bunch of them, so maybe you didn't get one.
I'm not up for it, so.
You probably haven't been with AT&T for 35 years, though, right?
I think so.
Because
somewhere back in, let's see.
Before we were called
I've
Pacific
had this
Bell.
I've phone number for over 30 years.
Yeah, but we were called Pacific Bell back then. That's a different company.
Oh, okay.
See?
Well,
see? So you're just exaggerating.
Well, I don't want to do it, so.
Oh, too bad. Everyone's got to make the switch. It's like when we change your area code. I mean, I know yours never changed, but.
Well, I know I had to dial one. I had to dial my area code to get out now.
Yeah, see? What a big pain in the ass. No more area codes. Area codes are a thing of the past. From now on, you just dial everyone's name. You just got to sit there and figure out which numbers represent letters.
And the guy overseas gonna, I guess I'm gonna have to start calling, huh?
Oh no, people overseas, they're not gonna be compatible. You just won't be able to talk to them anymore. Just email those overseas people.
Well, you guys make it sound so easy, but there's a lot of dollars here at risk.
Nah. You're just thinking too much into it. It's going to make everything simpler. Like, now
is
people...
Is this on the cell phones or just the house phone?
Oh, our cell phones, too. The AT&T cell phones. But all the other companies are going to follow. And now, telemarketers, they'll know your name when they call you. Because they can just dial your name. They don't even have to know your number anymore. Like those scammers and stuff.
Yeah.
It's going to make it easier for everyone.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know.
You're probably going to triple the number of scam calls that you get with our new system.
And when does this take place?
First thing in the morning.
And that's everybody, huh?
Yep, everybody. Everybody in California.
And you're with AT&T?
Yes. Formerly known as Pacific Bell, Pactel.
Okay.
Before that, we were AT&T.
Right. And
but that was way more than 35 years ago.
What, Pac Bell?
No, the former AT&T, when we were just Ma Bell.
Oh.
Back in the crank phone days.
Is this going through all of California?
Yeah, and then it's going to spread to all the other states. You won't be able to call any other states until they upgrade their equipment and get compatible, and they stop using numbers,
oh,
too.
Oh, that's fucked up, man.
Whoa. Why do you say that?
Well, let's see. I've got a business in Phoenix. I've got a business in Lubbock, Texas.
Shut it down.
I got a business in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
It's out of here.
It's out of there.
Yeah,
but,
just get rid of those
you
businesses.
Know, when your managers need to talk to you, they call you on your cell phone.
Yeah, but nobody talks on phones anymore. Just email them.
Huh. That's bullshit, man. That email's too easy to hack.
No.
All kinds of stuff.
Who would hack an email? Your email doesn't get hacked.
All kinds of people.
How do they hack your email? What do they do to hack it?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a hacker.
Me either.
But I've been compromised 2 or 3 times.
What'd they do? Did they, like, read all your messages?
Well, that, or they get a hold of the IP address and start sending stuff out. We've had to do that before.
See, that's another thing. We're going to get rid of those IP addresses because nobody can remember those either. They're just like phone numbers. They're pointless.
Hmm.
So those problems will all be in the past, hopefully.
Yeah, you guys are just creating more problems.
No. Hey, you just have an easy-to-guess password. What's your password for your email?
Oh, well, I'm not going to give you that.
No, it's okay. It's cool.
I don't even know if this is... No.
I'm with AT&T.
Not cool, dude.
No, I'm just wondering. Like, maybe you just... Like, is your password like monkey123 or something?
Nope.
That's what everyone's password is.
Huh.
I've noticed.
Well,
hack into emails.
I'll have to try it and see what I can get out of your computer.
Oh, you better not. No, we're smarter than that. We know what we're doing here.
Yeah.
The phone company.
Yeah, man. Yeah, email's not very secure.
Okay, well, you know, Skype them or something. Dude, just get on Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, man, it's easy for you to say. You're not dealing with, 1,500 employees that need to get a hold of you, So what's it going to do? I'm just going to get email and no calls now?
Yeah, no, they can call you still. They just have to dial your name.
And what about other people's names that are the same?
Well, they can dial your name and then your address, your home address.
Well, a lot of my employees don't know my home address.
Yeah, they're going to have to figure that out. You're going to have to get them to memorize that. Just put it in their speed dials.
I think you guys are opening yourself up for a lawsuit.
No, I don't think so. That's what everyone says whenever we change their area codes, too. They're like,
my business cards. Doesn't bother me because I know the phone company keeps going, but mess with somebody's phone number, that's going to create a lot of downtime for me and a lot of packing orders that I don't get.
Packing orders.
Dude, You know, I own a fucking company that does hot rod shit, and my sales alone is over $900,000 a year.
Oh, wow.
Just
you
in
know,
sales.
If I had a big company like that, I wouldn't be bragging about it like that, like you are.
I'm telling you, you want to fuck with my phone number, people want to call and order 50, 60 items from me, you know, and they're not going to be able to get a hold of me.
I bet nobody's
so
ever.
So how do you think I feel?
I bet nobody's ever ordered that much from you at once. That's just wishful thinking.
Yeah, right.
Your dream.
Shit. Fuck you.
Listen to Mr. Big Pants there with his hot rod shit. His 50 or 60 orders per phone call.
Hello?
Hello, Brian?
Yes, hi there.
Hey there. It's Greg from the phone company from AT&T.
Yes. How you doing?
Pretty good. I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number on Monday morning.
Oh, why is that?
Celebrity wants to buy it?
No, you're kidding me.
Oh, no, I wouldn't kid. We've got a new phone number for you here. It's not going to cost anything to change it.
But I don't want to change it. I like my phone number.
Yeah, but he outbid you on it. Yeah.
This is a joke, right?
Oh, no, I wouldn't kid about this. It's a very well-known celebrity, and your phone number spells his name. You know, the last part of his name. So,
that's so strange.
Yeah. Do you know who Carrot Top is?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Your phone number spells Carrot or Top or something. I don't know. Anyway, he wants your number. He paid over $100,000 for it.
This sounds crazy.
Yeah. You know those celebrities. You got to give them what they want, though.
Yeah, that's true. But I've never heard of anything like that before.
Well, now you have.
Yes.
So I've got your new number here if you'd like that.
Sure.
It's going to be one of those new 13-digit numbers.
The 13-digit, with the new area code?
Yeah, well, no, it's still 805, but
okay.
Then the phone number itself is going to be 13 digits long.
No, this is a joke. I know this is a joke.
Why would you say it's a joke?
Because I've never heard of anything like this before.
Oh no, we have to. We're running out of phone numbers, so we're giving new customers 13-digit numbers instead of 7. It's not a big deal. Did you want the number though, or you could just call your cell phone from your home number on Monday morning, and you'll see what the number is.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah?
What happened?
I don't know. I think my phone is dying here.
Oh, your cordless phone?
Yeah.
You got to get one of those new wall phones.
The new ones.
With the crank on it.
Yeah. I remember having those when I was growing up. What a pain that was. I think our phone number was like 0988 at the end, so it took forever. To dial.
Oh, those old dial phones.
The rotary ones, yeah.
That hurts your finger.
Do you have those anymore?
Oh, yeah, lots of people do.
Hello?
He asked a question, just hung up on me. Guy trying to reminisce about rotary dial phones. What a fucking noob. Well, I guess I didn't sound very convincing on that call. He saw right through my elaborate ruse. Maybe I should just upgrade people's phone numbers to 13 digits, though, because that sounds hilarious. Maybe throw some letters in there for good measure. Some special characters. It's to keep the hackers out.
Hello.
Hello, Liz.
Yeah.
It's Frank from AT&T. I'm calling to let you know your number's going to change on Monday morning. We're going to change your phone number.
That's not very good news.
Why not?
So what's going to be our phone number?
You're going to have one of those new phone numbers that's 20 digits long.
Are you going to send us information by email so we have that number?
I don't know. Our email's broken.
You know, I think you're talking nonsense.
Nonsense? Why would you say that?
Hello.
Oh, hello, Jonathan?
No, this is Dwayne. Who's this?
Oh, this is Frank from AT&T. I was calling to let Jonathan know that we're changing your phone number on Monday.
Oh, you better hang on a minute because Hank, you might have something to say about that.
Okay.
Why are you changing his phone number?
We're going to make it one of those new phone numbers that's 13 digits long.
Oh, bitchin', that's just what I need.
It's not that hard to remember.
That's easy for you. What are you, 20 years old or something?
Oh, no, I'm nearly 30.
Nearly 30? Holy crap, I'm almost 75.
Yeah, I'm getting up there, ain't I?
Oh, yeah, you're gonna catch me any day. Hang on a minute, let me find him.
Okay. What's he doing?
Now, you think this is his number?
Oh, yeah, that's what it says here in our records. Jonathan.
No, this is my number.
Oh, okay. Well, I can just let you know then. I can give you the new phone number.
And they're going to change my phone number Monday.
Nice.
No, it's not.
Well, just tell them that we'll get it paid, okay?
It's not a matter of getting payment. They're going to change it to a 13-digit number. Okay, let me ask you something.
Okay.
Somebody took my old phone number and threw it out there, and now I don't have it anymore. I have it for like 25 years.
Oh. I've had
it for 45. Let me talk to him, please.
You're not going to mess up nothing.
That's almost as long as I've been alive. Oh, hello?
Stop. Can I get your number, please, and we'll call you back tomorrow. I think Jonathan went to work.
Yeah, sure.
So we'll get this taken care of tomorrow. Okay?
Yeah, just call the phone company. We're just changing it to a 13-digit phone number on Monday morning.
Will it still be 639?
Oh, no, it's going to be a whole new phone number.
Well, then we'll probably disconnect it.
Why would you do that?
Because we want our phone number. We don't want to be changed.
Well,
I'll go
still
back to AT&T. We've had this number since 1977.
Wow, that's a long time.
I know, and we have a lot of friends all over the world, and I don't want to lose this number.
That's back in the Lincoln administration, isn't it?
Very funny.
I'm just trying to lighten the mood. Yeah, we're just changing it. We're changing it because a celebrity wants your phone number to use for themselves.
Well, I'm sorry, they can't have it, so you've got to be kidding me.
Well, no, you don't get a choice. It's just a celebrity.
Well, then we'll switch back to AT&T tomorrow.
Well, he wants to use it for, just for a number for his fans to get a hold of him at.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's our number for since, what, 77? What is it, 50 years?
I don't know.
40 years, 41 years. It's been a long time, longer than you were born, I know. But, no, he can't have it, whoever it is. He can't have it. Just tell him to come talk to me, and I'll explain it to him.
No, you don't get a choice. He just wants to, you know.
I do, too. You're telling me you're taking my number for a celebrity?
Yeah, he bid on it.
Bid on it? Yeah, what do you mean?
You got outbid.
There's no bid.
You got outbid on your.
What?
You got outbid.
We did not even know there was a bid going on.
Well, you wouldn't be able to pay it. It was like over $100,000.
Are you crazy? Since when do you sell phone numbers?
Oh, anybody can buy a phone number. Like we had President Trump buy one during the
election. I'll call you tomorrow. I'm getting ready to go out, and I can't talk right now.
Where are you going?
To dinner.
Oh, where's
some of our many friends? This is not good.
Where's he taking you?
It's none of your business. Now, what's the number that I do call? Because I haven't done this for a while.
Just dial.
I had a business for 30 years, and I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, so well, you know, money talks, and just like he had more money than
Give
you.
Give me a break. Who is it? I'll talk. Can I talk to them, please?
Well, no, he's a celebrity. He doesn't talk to normal people like you. Do you know who Carrot Top is?
We'll call you back tomorrow. Yes, that little twit. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, don't call him a little twit. He's actually quite tall.
Well, he's a little twit to me.
Why do you say
I'm
that?
Quite tall too. We'll call you tomorrow, honey. Bye.
All right, bye. Okay. You heard it here. Carrot Top is a little twit, and I think I kind of agree with her. Except now I'm kind of curious about how tall Carrot Top is. I'm looking it up on the IMDb's. Oh, what? It doesn't have his height on there. Oh, wait, no, there it is. He's 5'9". He's not a little twit. 5'9 is a very respectable height. The lady doesn't know what she's talking about. I bet she's not 5'9".
Hello?
Hello, William? William?
No, who's calling?
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. This is Tim Henson from AT&T, the phone company. I was just calling to let you know that your phone number is going to change on Monday.
Wait a second. I'm going to let you talk to Lois. Just a second.
All right.
What did you say your name is?
My name is Tim Henson.
Tim Henson. That's funny. Just a second.
Why is it funny?
Hello.
Hey there, Lois. This is Tim from the phone company. I'm just calling to let you know your phone number is going to change on Monday morning. We're going to assign you a brand new phone number.
Oh, which, my cell phone or
oh, no,
my house phone?
Your house phone, the one I'm calling on right now.
Well, it's not AT&T.
Yeah, but we own the lines.
Oh, even though it's Frontier?
Yeah, yep, we own the lines. For all the Frontier phones, they lease them from us.
Now, but, Tim, I've had this number for over 70 years.
Oh, wow, that's a long time. It's about time you gave it to someone else.
Well, how I remember, I'll be calling this number forever.
Well, we're going to give you one of those new phone numbers that's 13 digits long.
Oh, my gosh, you're kidding.
Yeah, area code and then 13 digits.
Why? I guess is there so many people or something?
Yeah, we're running out of numbers, so we just have to, you know, give everyone really long numbers now.
Okay.
The reason your number is changing is because a celebrity outbid you on it, and he's going to take over your old phone number.
Who's the celebrity?
Carrot Top.
You're kidding.
No, why would I kid?
Is this serious? Is this someone who's joking with me?
Oh, no, I'm completely serious. Yeah, we have to give you a new phone number because Carrot Top outbid you on your old one.
I didn't know you could bid.
Oh, yeah. If you have the money, you can do anything you want.
Oh.
I don't know how much he paid for it, but I'm told it was a lot.
Hmm. So what's the new number?
The new number is, it's going to be the new area code, too. It's going to be the 820 area code.
Okay.
And then your number is going to be 900-420-685-315-7. 13 digits, I think that was. So yeah, if anyone wants to call you, they just call that easy to remember number, and there you go.
That's 16 numbers counting the area code.
Oh, yeah, the area code doesn't... I wasn't including that.
Oh, okay.
So it's 13 digits plus an area code. Plus they have to dial 1 now.
Is your name really Tim Henson?
Yeah, why do you guys think that's weird?
Because I have a son, Tim Hansen.
Oh, no, this is not your son, I promise.
Well, I know you're not my son. I know his voice. You sound like a friend, Dan Young, though.
Oh, no. I just work here at the phone company, and I'm a part-time podcaster. I do a podcast called distortedview.com.
Huh.
Yep, you should listen to it sometime.
You know, I don't even know. Where do you listen to podcasts?
On your AM radio. It comes on. Yeah.
What's the number?
Oh, it's one of those new numbers.
Oh, no, not another 13 number.
Yeah, I don't even know it offhand, but you just turn on your AM dial till you hear Tim Henson talking. You'll recognize my voice, right?
I will.
Okay.
All right, Tim.
It's a fun podcast. I do reviews of pornography.
Oh.
Yep.
That sounds like an interesting job.
Yeah, it's fun. I enjoy it. I sure enjoy it because, you know, I like porn, so...
Oh, well, I guess if you like porn, that's one thing.
Yeah, yep. All right, well, I hope you enjoy your new phone number.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Have a nice night. Bye. I don't know why I said I'm Tim Henson. I was, like, reading something on Twitter or something from Tim Henson when he picked up. But, yeah, that didn't go well. She just did not give a shit. I am not ending the show until I get a person that's really upset about their phone number changing. I think it's going to be this next person.
Hello, this is Dale.
Hey, Dale.
Hello.
Hi, yes. Dale. Hi, Dale. It's Tim from the phone company. I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number on Monday morning.
How come?
We're just, we're going to give you one of those new phone numbers that's 13 digits long.
This is my business phone. I don't want it to change.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had a celebrity outbid you on your phone number, so they want to use it for their own purposes.
No, I don't want to change my number, Tim.
Oh, no, you don't.
This is on all of my business cards, all of my stationery. Everybody that I know knows it. I don't even know how to reach all the people that know it. I do not want to change my number.
Well, you don't get a choice, though. We're just going to change it.
Who are you with?
Frontier.
Who's Frontier?
Well, I'm with AT&T. AT&T changed their name to Frontier.
I don't want to change my number, and that's the end.
No. Well, that last lady told me Frontier was a phone company. I guess it actually is AT&T. But she won that battle. She's not going to get her number changed now because she hung up and says she doesn't want it. That's the ultimate winning move, is not to play.
Hello?
Hello, Thomas?
No, he's at work.
Okay. Well, this is Tim Henson from AT&T, the phone company. I'm just calling to let him know that we're going to change his number on Monday.
The phone number?
Yeah, the phone number. It's going to change.
Okay. What's it going to change to?
It's going to be one of those new 13-digit phone numbers.
13-digit?
Yeah, instead of 7-digit, it's going to be 13.
Oh, okay.
So if you want, I can give that to you, or you can just, you know, call your cell phone on Monday morning and you'll see what it is.
Yeah, I'll take that number.
All right. You ready?
Yep.
It's going to be the new area code. It's area code 820.
820.
Yep, and then 259.
259.
420.
420.
635.
635.
6969.
And why is it going to 13?
You know, we're just running out of phone numbers. Because everyone wants home phone service now. So we just have to make the numbers longer so we have enough numbers to go around. Plus, we have
right.
to get new area
so
codes.
So, getting this phone number now.
What? Oh, who's getting your old number?
Yeah.
It's actually, it's kind of an odd situation. The Trump administration bid on it, and they outbid you on it. So they're going to be using it for something internally at the White House.
Is this a joke? Yes.
No, I wouldn't kid about this.
No? What's your name again?
My name is Tim Henson.
Hey, Tim Henson, do you have a direct line?
No, I just work here at the customer service center at AT&T.
And what's that direct line?
It's 800-310-2355.
Are you all going to get a new 13-digit number?
Oh, no, we've had this number forever. We wouldn't want to change it like that because everyone knows it.
We've had this number forever, so why are we getting to change ours?
Well, how long have you had yours?
Oh, years.
Us too. Yeah, that 2355, that spells the word bell. That tells you how old that is. It's from the Pacific Bell days.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, I win. You know, our number's older than yours.
Well, I don't know if you really win. Sounds like you guys kind of lost.
Why do you say that? You're the one...
Well, I mean, you got outbidded for a number.
Well, no, you got outbid for the phone number. It's your number that's changing.
No, you got outbid.
No, our phone number's not changing. It's still Bell after all these years.
Yeah, I don't think ours is changing either.
I think it is. You'll see Monday morning. Try calling... Try calling the old one. You'll probably get the president's bomb shelter or something.
Oh, funny, Tim. If that's really your real name.
Why would that not be my real name?
What? Well, alrighty.
Wow, I hear all those sirens. You must live in a bad neighborhood. What, are you poor?
Yeah. I live down the street from your mother.
Whoa. Yeah, good one. You zinged me there.
What's that?
You zinged me there, didn't you?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't work for AT&T, so I guess I did win.
Oh, look at that. Your stupid little mutt's barking in the background. Why don't you go kick him?
No, it's okay. It sounds like you have a shitty job.
I do not. I work for the greatest phone company on earth, AT&T.
I highly doubt that, since I think you all suck, and your internet...
Oh, you just think we suck because you're jealous.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't you go back to not really working for AT&T, because if you did, you wouldn't talk to anyone like this.
If you think...
But anyway, and the 13 digits, I knew it wasn't true because it's nothing that's gone in anywhere. So,
oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Damn it. Owned again. This show is not going well. He thinks AT&T sucks, yet he uses them for phone service. He has a home phone number. Probably because he lives in a bad neighborhood and can't afford a cell phone.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Hamlet, Harnett, whatever. This is Tim Henson from AT&T.
Yeah, let's say Harnett, okay?
Well, I'm going to call you Hamlet.
No.
I'm calling to let you know we're going to change your phone number on Monday.
Why?
We're just going to give you one of those new phone numbers with a new area code, and it's going to be 13 digits long.
That's been my phone number forever.
Yeah, so now you get something new. It's like
I don't want something new.
It's like a new present.
Well, I don't like it.
I'm sorry. It's just that a celebrity took your phone number. You know,
who did?
A celebrity, like a famous person. He outbid you on your phone number. He's going to use your phone number from now on.
Well, what a nerve.
I know. But
I don't like that.
They're celebrities. They get to do whatever they want.
Well, I need to keep my phone number.
I can tell you which celebrity it is, so you can, you know, boycott them if you want.
What?
It's Carrot Top.
I don't know that name.
Oh.
I'm very upset.
Does John know the name? I can talk to John.
John isn't here.
Oh, I just heard someone.
My helper is.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Whatever. I am very upset.
Well, don't be upset. It's a Christmas gift, a brand new phone number.
I don't want it. I've had that phone number for years.
Okay. Let me just confess something, okay?
I'm
not really changing your phone number. Your Christmas gift is actually that you get to keep your old phone number.
Okay, good.
Because that's what I do. I call up our customers, and I tell them we're changing their phone number, and they get upset. And then I'm like, just kidding. You get to keep your number.
Okay.
And it's like a gift.
Okay, so I keep my old number.
Yeah. It's like a gift you can appreciate. Like, you thought you were going to lose your
thank
number.
You.
Now you're not going to lose it. And yay, everybody's happy.
Okay, very good.
It makes you appreciate your old phone number better.
My old phone number, yes.
Yep. How long have you had it?
Oh, years, ever since we've lived here.
Like 100 years? Like since the crank phone days?
No, not quite that long.
Did you ever?
But many years.
Did you ever have one of those those phones where you had to, like, just pick it up and ask the operator to connect you to a line?
No.
Ah.
I don't think so.
You're not that old?
I've never had to do that.
Ah, okay. Just curious.
Nope.
My great-great-great-grandma had one of those.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm not that old.
Oh, the story she told me.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad I made you happy.
Okay. Got my old number.
Yep. There is no such thing as a 13-digit number anyway.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. Happy
Bye-bye.
Holidays. Merry Christmas.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wasn't that nice of me, brightening up her day like that? Giving her the gift of her old phone number back.
Hello.
Hello, Joseph?
Yes.
It's Tim Henson from the phone company. I'm calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number on Monday. You're going to get a brand new phone number. You're going to get one of those new phone numbers that's, like, really long.
Why?
We ran out of phone numbers and we don't have enough to go around, so we're just going to change yours to a 13-digit number.
What's wrong with the number I have?
Well, a celebrity outbid you on it. So,
I never had an opportunity to bid on it.
Well, we knew you couldn't afford it, so we just went ahead and let him bid on it.
I do not want my number changed.
Oh, it's too late. We've already signed the contract. He's going to get your phone.
I have signed no contract. I give no permission.
No, I mean the celebrity signed the contract. We already took his money.
Well, you better do something about me keeping this number, because this is the number I signed for. This is the number I was given. This is the number I've had for a number of years.
Yeah, but it's not really your phone number. It belongs to the phone company. It belongs to AT&T.
Well, you better do something about it, because I want this number kept right here.
Oh, too late. Too late. No, we're going to give you a brand new phone number. It's going to be 13.
Who am I talking to? So when I contact a lawyer, I can tell them what's going on.
Oh, tell them Tim Henson, Cincinnati, Ohio, 400 Oak
Tim
Street.
Henson.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
400 Oak Street. Kmart.
And you're coming into California and changing my number?
Yeah, well, no, you know, the phone company, it's all the same all over the country. Cincinnati Bell is the same thing as AT&T. But anyway, it's not a big deal. It's just a phone number. Nobody cares about phone numbers, do they?
I do, because that means I have to go back and come up with a 13-digit memory now.
Yeah, well, you know, just put it in your speed dial. Piece of cake.
Well, I definitely do not want this number changed. I don't care if you're Cincinnati Bell.
You know, it's not a big deal, and the cool thing is that you're going to have the private phone number of a celebrity, because he'll have your old phone number.
I don't want it. Don't change it.
You can call
this this conversation is ended. I want this number kept as is.
You can call up the celebrity anytime you want and just say,
I do not want to call no celebrity about my old phone number.
But it's Carrot Top. Do you know who Carrot Top is?
I don't care who it is. I'm not a celebrity fan.
Well,
I don't care if it was John Wayne. I'm not a celebrity fan. I don't care if it was Marilyn Monroe. I'm not a celebrity fan.
Well, I think they're dead.
Do not change my number.
You're just naming dead people.
I can name live ones. Do you want those? Robert Redford?
Well, I think
Faye
he's
Dunaway.
Dead. No.
They don't mean a thing to me. None of these celebrities mean a thing to me.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're getting off track here. Do you want your new phone number? Because I've got it here. It's a really long one. You better get a pin.
Okay, give me your name first. Tim?
Yeah. Tim Henson.
Isn't that strange?
Yeah. Why is that strange?
Because I don't believe that's your real name.
Why don't
Tim
you?
Tim Henson.
Why would you say it's not my... I don't lie. I'm a Christian.
You're with Cincinnati Bell?
Yep. Otherwise known as AT&T.
Otherwise known as AT&T.
400 Oak Street. And can you tell that lady in the background to shut up? Like, she keeps talking. Oh, okay. That was a thing that made him hang up. I should apologize, I think.
Hello?
Oh, hey there. I didn't get around to giving what's-his-face the phone number. Your new phone number. Do you want your new phone number?
You know what? Just hang up, please. Thank you.
No, you hang up. I'm so unprofessional. Can't even remember the guy's name. Joseph, that's what it was. Or was it Rick? I don't know. Anyway, I've done plenty of these. I'm finished. Tim Henson from distortedview.com. I apologize if that guy sues you for a bunch of money. It's your own fault, though. You tweeted something, and it made me think of your name, and next thing you know, I'm using your name in all my calls. Sorry, Tim. Please, nobody tell him that I did that. I don't think he listens to my show, so I think I'm safe. Don't tell Tim Henson on me at distortedview.com. Thanks again to my favorite felon is Roy for sending me this phone book, where a bunch of numbers are disconnected in it already, even though it's the brand new phone book.
Hey, Brad, this is Leon on the east coast of New York.
Hey, Leon.
Been a fan since 2007. It's over 10 years.
Whoa.
Sent a request for the Galleria Maho jewelry store business. Hope you consider the request. Just wanted the show to love, and I listen to every show for the rest of my life.
Yay.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
For the laughs, thank you for everything.
I will hopefully find your request soon. Thanks.
Hey, Brad. Just calling on in from New Orleans, Louisiana. Actually, not from Tempe, Arizona this time.
Okay, yeah,
just
I really
wanted
care.
To say that I enjoyed the Chad Nannigan at the mall. That was pretty funny. I mean, I hope that you keep the name Roy, because I was worried for a second that maybe you would shift over to Chad or something.
Oh,
but, yeah.
No,
it was
I do
funny.
Every once
it
in a while.
Funny. Just don't forget Roy.
Well, Chad seemed appropriate because he was fucking things up in the mall, doing stupid shit, you know? But I get bored with the name Roy sometimes. Remember when I switched to Steve Dave forever? Then I was Bob Dabalina. Today I was all over the place.
But there was another period of time where you pretty much exclusively used Sensei Doug for everything.
Yeah.
And that was really funny because, like, it was just kind of a surreal, like, oh, why is this guy called Sensei Doug calling you?
Reverend Sensei Doug.
The Homeland Association or whatever. But Chad, you know, no. Stick with the tradition, you know.
Come on,
don't
Chad.
Don't take the name Broke. Roy. Anyway. But yeah, it was hilarious. I was laughing really hard.
Yay.
Cactus.
Thanks. Glad you enjoyed it. I'm glad at least one person out there is not sick to death of my constant mall calls that I've been doing for the past few weeks.
Hey, Brad. It's Jack. A couple things. First of all, it says you can press 1
if you want to get by your recording for the message, that doesn't work.
Oh, wow.
I know I'm being a big hobo complainer.
That sucks.
Second,
I'm pretty sure it does work, though.
Could you post the link to the phone show that has your son? I couldn't find it. The one where your son
quit being weird.
Joins you on the show.
It's getting weird.
And third,
why is this coming up every show?
Try to work on your kids and see if they'll come join.
No. Okay, bye. Thanks for the call.
Hey, Brad, motherfucker.
Hey.
Minnesota Greg.
Hey,
Haven't called for a while, but you gave me a new nickname on Facebook when I told you, you are the man.
Was it motherfucker?
And you said, my mom's the man. So I'll take that. My mom's the man.
Oh.
My new nickname.
Oh, okay.
Your show's been great, dude. Fucking love it.
Save you in my address book.
Oh, I had a quick
Minnesota
question.
Greg.
How come Carlito and all the mother dudes, they can play music and you don't? I love your music, but why can you not play music? Because you'll say you'll get fined or you'll get in trouble.
Yeah.
Playing
Gestapo's
like
gonna come
any
after
kind
me.
Of regular music.
Can't
that
do
was
that.
My question. I'm done. Motherfuck.
All right.
Keep up the good work, man.
Okay. Bye.
Love you, baby.
All right.
Bye.
Carlito doesn't play regular music on the YouTube, does he? Because he always makes a thing of that. He plays the regular music on the Mixler, but he's got it set up so that the music doesn't go through to the YouTube. So on the YouTube video of his shows, it's just kind of silent on a bunch of parts because there's no music. I think that's how it works. And the thing is, I can play music, but YouTube, they just kind of punish you. I'm not going to get fined. I'm going to get dinged by YouTube. And it's not a strike against my account. It just says, hey, don't worry about it. It's no big deal. But, you know, this is a copyright thing, and we're not going to let you put ads up on that video. And that doesn't matter anymore because they took away my monetization on the Snowplow Show channel. And they still won't tell me why. They gave me this generic blanket reason for it that has nothing to do with me. And I kind of feel like maybe it's because I've used too many pieces of music in my shows. I just don't want to keep using more and more because I just feel like it's going to get me in trouble. If not on YouTube, then whatever I put it on in the future. So even though I want to use copyrighted stuff, and I still do occasionally, even when I know it's going to give me a ding, I just don't want to get thrown off YouTube. Everyone's getting thrown off YouTube, everyone. Did you hear JagTV got thrown off YouTube? He has no idea why. His account is just completely gone. They took it away. They deleted his account. A lot of people are getting thrown off of YouTube lately, like a bunch of people. And people are getting thrown off Patreon. Everyone's getting deplatformed for hate speech. Carlito got his YouTube restricted a week or two ago. It's a temporary restriction, but he still doesn't know what he did exactly. They never tell you, so we just have to be paranoid all the time. And I know I'm just going to lose all my stuff eventually. Patreon's gonna shut me down. YouTube's gonna shut me down. It's gonna suck one of these days when that happens. It's inevitable. And I guess used to, like, during the live shows, I think on YouTube it was mostly, or maybe it was Facebook too, but if you played copyrighted music in the middle of a live stream on YouTube, they would actually cut your connection. You would just suddenly not be on the air anymore. You would just suddenly not be on the air anymore. And that used to happen to me occasionally, and that sucked. That kind of trained me to stop using copyrighted music on YouTube. But I know they don't do that anymore. They won't let you monetize your videos, and your videos aren't available in certain countries. And that sucks, too, for them to restrict some countries from watching. So I know it's not a huge deal. I'm just being paranoid and worried about things. That's why I don't play a lot of copyrighted stuff anymore.
Hey, Brad, I'm just watching Improv for Humans on YouTube.
Okay.
Earwolf is the name of the channel. July 29th, 2013. At the 39-minute mark, they're asking for suggestions from Twitter, and there were several individuals that suggested Cactus. It's kind of wonderful to see that the PLA is everywhere and has infiltrated the show. Anyways,
yeah.
It just made me think of you, so I thought I'd let you know.
Take that,
Love
Earwolf.
You. Peace.
I don't know if PLA can take credit for that, though. I mean, I didn't invent Cactus stuff. But yeah, it's possible. Could be. You never know.
Hey, Brad. It's Dave from Sydney, Australia. Your favorite Australian caller.
Hey, Dave.
Just ringing up to wish you and all the listeners of the Snowplow Show a Merry Christmas.
Thanks.
Thank you for all the entertainment that you've given us
this year, Brad. I do appreciate all your hard work.
Anytime.
I know that you do it just for me.
I appreciate your weird calls into my call-in shows.
And I feel as though you do a lot for me, and I do appreciate it.
Oh, you.
Look forward to introducing you to some more of my family.
Yep.
And I know you do. Hope to see you in Sydney sometime. Take care.
Yeah, PLA Meetup 2023. It's going to happen in Sydney. Can't wait for that. No, that's a joke, but, you know, that'd be cool someday. Dave makes an appearance in the Riley call-in show that I haven't put up yet, but it is available on Facebook if you want to watch it there, facebook.com/phonelosers. Hopefully I'll have that up on the website in the next day or two. He's been calling into the call-in show since the very beginning. I guess that's it for today's show. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thank you, supporters of the show, JT, King Richard, Chris H., Kuraz, and Serial Shitter. You can support the show if you want to. It's at patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus if you hate Patreon. You know, I think I'm finally realizing that people are just not going to leave the phonelosers.com/cactus thing, and I should just make the most of it, make it work, maybe pay for it so I can add more things to it. You know, I've been using the free version for the past 5 years now. But I think it's never going to go away. I should just embrace it for when Patreon kicks me off of their service. So if you want to sign up for the non-Patreon, you should do that. I guess it's sticking around at this point. Hopefully I'll be doing some shows before Christmas, but if not, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that stuff. Here's a Christmas song that may or may not be copyrighted, because, you know, I'm afraid of YouTube.
Okay, guys, everyone ready to sing the song?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Great. Now, remember, it's almost Christmas, and nobody has any pod-safe Christmas music, so that's your motivation here. CC Chapman, you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
And Len and Nora from Jawbone, good to go?
Let's do this!
And Adam Curry, Skyping in from the helicopter flying somewhere above your golden palace. You all patched in there, Adam? Adam? Adam!
Right, I'm right here!
We want a pod-safe Christmas song. We want
pretty good, guys, except, Adam, you sounded a little bit like you were rushing it there at the end. You know what I mean? Buddy?
Whatever, dude.
All right, well, I can't say I care for the attitude, but, you know, just pay attention next time. Now, the rest of you, I just wanted to go over... Adam, did you say something to me?
No.
Huh. That's funny, I thought I heard you say something.
No, I didn't!
Look, I don't want to go through this with you again. We're here to sing a song about pod-safe Christmas music, and I just want everyone to do their best, you know? I mean, can you just give me a little effort?
Shut up, Cece.
Adam, just give me a little effort, okay? Adam? Adam? Adam!
Jesus, what?
We want a pod-safe Christmas song. We want a song that's safe to play. Don't take us to be the
job, you guys. Really, you nailed it.
Nailed it. Yeah, not too shabby. Nailed it.
I don't want to speak too soon, but we may have saved Christmas. Special thanks to you, Adam, for paying attention.
Yeah, screw you.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow at rehearsal.
Yeah, you'll see me tomorrow at rehearsal.
You know what, Roy? I got so much going on. It's Christmas. Thank you for your prank call.
What?
Bye.
Prank call.